And it's time for the little-known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day, not just in the month of February. Speaking of bankers, Jamal Phillips, you might want to try to become this guy, Don Davis. The National Bankers Association, a collective of Black Native Americans, Hispanic, and Hispanic Americans, East Indian, Asian American, and women-owned banks, are meeting today in Detroit for its 89th annual convention. Grammy Award-winning producer and banker Don Davis will be honored. Don Davis passed away in 2014 at the age of 75. He began his career in the mid-1950s as a guitarist. Yeah, as a guitarist in his own jazz band. He was a notable session guitarist for Detroit record labels, including Motown, and played on records from stars like Mary Wells. Don Davis found the bulk of his success from Johnny Taylor. I didn't know this about him. And co-wrote and produced the hit 1976 hit Disco Lady, which is the first single to be certified platinum. Don Davis began the first Independence Bank in 1970, the first African-American-owned bank in Michigan, because he made a lot of money off of Disco Lady. Don Davis balanced his music interests and banking at the same time. He is survived by his wife and three children. He's going to be honored today.
That is amazing.
It is amazing. Don Davis.
When your parents say, I don't know if this music thing's going to work out for you, so you get a major, which you can make some money, and then do your art on the side. And that was a man who made it all work for him. That is cool.